roughly 25 to 30% of the spacing units in North Dakota contain some federal minerals and could be impacted. And so when we did a spatial query on that, we came up with approximately 2,000 wells on the reservation and about 4,000 outside the reservation that long-term might never be drilled. Out of an inventory of about 24,000, which is our base level, you know, we're at 16,000 wells, and we anticipate getting to at least 40,000. That's a 24,000 difference. 6,000 of those are on the chop and block.